Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Hey Nonprofits Raise More Money, the number one fundraising nonprofit related podcast in the world, I think, Jay? We are a little delusional over here, but we think that we're the number one. At least that's what we're going for. So I've got my brother, Jason Ledlow. I'm Trevor Nelson. Thanks so much, everybody, for coming. We've got some cool stuff to talk about values at your event on your auction items, not your values that you are born with and develop over time. But before we get into it, do us a favor. We are motivated and driven by becoming the number one podcast in fundraising. So please share this episode, or any episode for that matter, with someone you like, someone you love, someone in your network, your neighbor, your cousin. Like, subscribe, download, show us some love that way if you don't mind, because we're going to keep pumping these out as often as possible. And we're getting some really, really cool feedback. So thankful for that, and thankful to be here. How you doing, brother?
I'm great, man. You know, this deal came up because right now, starting spring events, everybody's asking a lot of questions about the items we sell, the things we do. And one of the questions that comes up all the time, they go, well, can I get a retail value on this, or what's the actual value, or something like that? And it kind of makes me want to pull my hair out, because I always say, what are you going to do with it? The reason I ask that is a lot of nonprofits, when they have their events, whether it's a live auction, silent auction, they start putting values down. Mm-hmm. And I just really disagree with that, because what you're doing is advertising, saying, hey, we're having a half price sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the only reason that value, when it comes to what the actual price is, should matter is when it comes to the donation form and how much of the purchase is tax deductible.
Yeah.
The rule is only what you give above the retail value is tax deductible. So if you buy something, let's say a pair of glasses, and you can go down to Walgreens, whatever your deal is, they're reading glasses, and they're $10. If you put $10 and I only give $5 for them, I can write nothing off. Now, I'm not suggesting people don't do whatever. I'm telling you what the rule is. So I think we've got to stop thinking about values, because I think that we short sell the items that we have, what it's going to bring, and
the reason why people are giving and bidding on them in the first place, right?
Yeah, it should be your mission.
Yeah.
You know, the reason people raise their hand, the reason people sign, is because they believe in your mission. They want to buy something. And I think that, well, we all walk around with a computer in our hand that has internet access. If we really want to look, see what some worth, we can get on Amazon and find out what it sells for in 30 seconds.
Yeah, or anything for that matter. And now we have folks that are shopping, and we get them away from the idea of why they're there, which is to give. And we just, we don't want to, there's a lot of blurry lines out there. It's a lot of gray in that world with values and retail this and giving that and tax deductibility. And we're talking about drawing a line in the sand and making it a little more black and white, but all moving towards one destination, that is to get the maximum donations that we can, right? To get the most giving out of people that we can. And the reason why they're giving as well, right? We want to really, really motivate them that way.
You know, I'm going to give you an example. Because we're in the trip business, we sell trips and experiences, and that nonprofits can sign, and they turn around, put it in there, sell it for more money. I mean, if you don't sell it for more money than what we charge, don't sell it. That's why we call it a consignment. But, you know, it's all in the bidder and the giving. And we've seen people give some incredible amounts of money, tickled to death, happy as can be, didn't care what the value was. In fact, they wanted the value to be low because they were given to the mission.
Yes.
And so they wanted all the tax deductibility they could get. But if you're going out here putting marks on there, you know, marking down values, it really is, you're cutting yourself short. And here's another deal. People put priceless down. Yeah. Well, if something's priceless and then there's nothing that's deductible of that. So, you know, I just think it's a bad practice.
I agree.
Let your auctioneer find out what it's really worth, because what it's really worth is what everybody in the room will keep paying. That's what a real value is. The silent auction, that's why we call it an auction. You're finding out what the value is that period of time.
Yep. What the market will dictate.
Yeah. The market's dictating it right then. Just because you can go buy something on Amazon for $100 and somebody gives 150 for it. Well, they didn't get a bad deal. They just gave for what it was worth at the moment because there was somebody else that was willing to give 125.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's something. Once again, well, we've been talking about this for a while now, too. It's the difference between givers and shoppers and things like that, and how much access people have. And, you know, people are really motivated by trips and experiences. We've noticed, obviously, that's the world that we're in. And, you know, I've been learning a lot over the last few years. We have together, and Jason's taught me more about this than anyone just in the fundraising world in general. You know, but there's a lot of people that aren't willing to give $1,000 as a straight donation to an organization, but they are willing to give $3,000 if they get an experience in return. And that's what they're bidding on. They're not bidding on the value of the experience. They're bidding on the experience itself, and the auction is dictating that price. Does that make sense? I hope I'm not.
No, it does make sense. But the other part about that is when you get somebody who's bargain shopping, I'll give you an example. We had a lady went and bought a trip. She had a trip booked. I think she probably paid $4,000 or $5,000 for it. Had nothing to do with us. Goes to an auction, sees another trip, one of our trips, buys it for like $3,500. And then she expects to go get $5,000. Now, and I call that sniping. In other words, they're trying to do it. But she canceled her other trip, books this one, and then demands that we pay the man, you know, we fulfill the same thing. And they weren't the same. So you get weird things when you start doing values and saying, this is what it's worth. We had somebody put $8,000, or actually the auctioneer said, this is an $8,000 trip.
Yeah, we weren't aware of this.
And the donor called and said, I want my $8,000 of value. And we're like, did you pay $8,000? No, I paid $3,000.
But they said it was $8,000. So,
yeah. Well, because somebody told me that's where I'm saying you just get yourself in trouble and there's just no reason for it. Don't do that. Let your donors decide what stuff's worth.
Yeah, and it's also another layer is we find it very difficult to assign a value to things when they're donated. For instance, you know, a donated Airbnb home that can be booked for 3 nights or what is the value of that? Because it's always different per night depending on the time of year, correct? And that person's in business. If it's a home on Airbnb, it's a for-profit endeavor. You know what I mean?
So here's a great example. Okay. That painting hanging behind you, it's an original. Your sister did it. It's priceless to you. But let's just use this for an example. I really like that painting. I love it. I want to buy it. I'm at the auction. Somebody put a $1,000 value on it. Yeah. I'm bidding on it, and I'm at $900. But somebody else is bidding against me. They go $1,000. Well, and they stop. I buy it for $900. But if they didn't have that, I really wanted it. How do you know that I wouldn't have paid $1,500?
Sure.
So you can't unknow what you know. So if I see something's worth $1,000 that has been told it's worth $1,000, it's really difficult for me to go and pay $1,500 because I think, well, I'm just, you know, I don't want to overpay for it. And that's when we get to the shopper mind versus the giving mind.
Yep.
Well, let me just finish this one point. Yeah. Because if it's $1,000, and I'm given $1,500 because my thought is, and let's say you bid $1,500, I bid $16, you bid $17. I'm kind of on the fence. I'm like, oh, what the heck? It's for a good cause. I really like it. I bid $1,800. You're leaving so much money on the table, I think, because you're getting shopper minds versus giving minds or hearts. Yeah, you're getting shopper minds versus giving hearts. Write that down. That was really good.
Good call. Good call. I I'm gonna spin it. And I'm gonna ask you what you would do then. So you've got a consignment item, and the reserve price is $19.95. Okay, and it's a really cool destination. It's a really cool experience. Let's just say it's in the silent auction, Jay, or the online auction, or whatever. You're not gonna put the value on there. You're just gonna have an opening bid.
No, absolutely not. Opening bid. Make sure that it's making money. Yep. I would say absolutely no less than 20%.
Yep.
25%. So let's just say for $2,000, my opening bid is going to be $2,500.
Yep. Love it.
You need, because that way, if only one person bids, you're making money. You're Don't ever money. Start anything down, because if, you know, somebody walks by and they put $2,100, you've only made $100. You just took $2,100 out of your auction, but you only made $100 on it. That's not, you need to make at least, and we want you to make 50 to 100% on anything that we can sign.
And let me tell you something, Jay, and I want you can push back if you like, or agree with me. People are not going to see that bid sheet without the value on it, with the trip, the experience on there, and the opening bid amount of $2,400 or $2,500. They're not going to run up to someone, the committee chair, and go, "Hey, what's the value on this?"
No,
they're not going to do that, are they? Because what
they're
you've
going
done
to go ask
is you've started anything, the value perception is starting at the opening bid.
You know, right? Scotty Gibbs is a friend of ours.
Yep,
does a lot of charity auctions, and he sits in front of the live auction table. So if you ever have Scotty do this, this is his do your auction. He's going to stand there in front of the live auction with all the information, and he's just going to answer questions. No one ever says, "What's that worth?" And if they do, Scotty's going to say, "Well, we're going to find out when we have the live auction."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's awesome.
So you got to keep that in mind.
I love that.
That's why we have an auction. Otherwise, it'd be a fixed price sale.
We could be starting a trend here. I hope people are listening. That actually, this could work really, really well at a lot of events. This is good stuff. And honestly, another thing.
It does work. Because the auctions I've been doing for 30 years, when there's nothing on there except a good description of what it is, any terms and conditions, and you go auction it, stuff brings crazy money.
Yeah,
I go back not just in the charity space, the nonprofit, but in the world of auto. I was a pro car auctioneer for 7 years. I'm sitting there selling cars to car dealers.
Yeah.
The auction's going on. I'm selling the car and I go, "Sold 23,000. And the guy's sitting there, you know, down the floor going, "That's out of the book." In other words, they've got a guide of what stuff's worth, but they're still bidding. So that wholesale book doesn't mean anything except a reference. So in the charity space, we don't need to give any reference.
That's not the point.
We're here trying to sell because they've got to buy cars because they've got to put them on their lot. We would do I used to do lumberyard liquidations long when I first started, and I helped this company that did it. And we would go sell stuff. And I remember a guy sitting there going, "Crap, that's what I don't stuff. I can buy it wholesale." They're trying to get a deal. It's a liquidation, but because it's an auction, people just keep buying. They keep bidding.
Yep.
So. You're having an auction to raise money for your mission. Keep that in focus, not what values are.
Totally.
Because we're going to set the value.
I love that, man. It needed to be said. It needed to be said. I know it's going to seem a little off the beaten path for some folks. Some folks, the opposite, because we've been having these conversations, as with most of the things that we talk about on the pod and our webinars. These are things that are coming up. We're getting a lot of questions about how to start opening bids and things like that. And like Jason said, you know, and I learned it from him, we're going to start the bidding where you're already in the money, 20, 25% above the reserve price, where the minute you get a bid, you're in the money. And then we can show you how to, offer the item multiple times to the underbidders or backup bidders, stuff like that. So anyway, just getting the wheels.
Well, if you go to our website and you're going to see what the reserve price is, we will say, I don't think it's on the website, but is it on the website? Auction price is? We'll tell people, like if you say, "Hey, you know, what's this trip normally bring?" We'll tell you what it does at auction.
Oh,
on
yes,
the average.
Yeah,
you know, this is kind of where it should be.
Yeah.
But that's about all we're going to tell you. We know our stuff makes money, but it's like, we've got a trip down to Costa Rica. There's a group sold it last year, four times, $43,000 each time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most it's ever brought forward ever, period. Mm-hmm. Sells four times, 43 grand. They clear 100,000 net money. Now I may tell somebody, well, it did bring 43, but don't expect that. I don't expect it to bring that every time, because that was just a, you know, crazy deal because they cared about the mission. So that's where you got to keep in mind.
Yeah, let's put our
people give our stuff at event. Yeah, keep it on the mission.
Absolutely.
And that's good. And then here's the last part. Then people don't feel bad about overpaying for stuff because they weren't overpaying. They're giving it to a great cause.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Because we want them to overgive. We want them to give a premium.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we want you to raise more money. So that's the idea, you know, that's what we're doing this for. So don't be bashful, everybody. Don't be bashful and don't be married to those weird figures that you think that you have to come up with. I don't know. We're giving you permission to not have to do that.
Yeah. Focus. You do have to put something down, but people ask me and I'm like, put what you paid.
Yeah.
Because that's going to give your donor the most bang for their buck because they've already paid for it. What they paid is what they paid.
Yep.
That lets them write off anything over they gave that, which if they don't give over that, they're not going to buy it because you're not going to sell it.
Totally. You know? It's good stuff, man. Good stuff.
And it also on donated stuff. I mean, even if it's donated, there's still a value to it. So you talk about the Airbnb. Okay. You have to put a value on there. You can't just say, well, it's donated. Doesn't matter because the person's receiving value for it.
You're talking about the tax deductibility side.
Yeah. On the tax deductibility, but keep it in there. Don't put it on your program. Don't start putting it on flyers and information.
Well, you're also talking, oh man, we just keep going. You're also talking about the psychology. It's worth more to one person than it is to the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let them dictate the value.
It's about giving to your mission. If they're giving from your heart rather than shopping with their head.
Yeah. Or their
cell phone. You need both. I want both of them. I want the guy that's sitting there going, wow, that's kind of cheap. I'm going to bid on it. Because if he bids, then somebody else bids. Somebody else goes, yeah, heck yeah. And that's what builds the excitement of the auction. That's why we call it an auction. Auction.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it, man. I love it. Good stuff, dude. Good stuff. Great thoughts.
Hey, if you guys have any questions about this, reach out to us. Trevor@hjfundraising.com, Jason@hjfundraising.com. Please post your comments and questions.
Subscribe, download.
Subscribe, down. Post your questions and comments down there. We would love to hear it. We'll respond to everyone, I promise.
Good stuff, man. Thanks, brother. I really appreciate that. Glad we got it out there.
See you, bud.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Group LLC. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.